Hi, I'm Samantha.
And I'm Julie.
And this is Stick to Tape.
It's episode 60, which means we've done this so many times. 60 times, and it's the Battle of Alberta.
Because last night we had yet another Battle of Alberta. Apparently there's 5 this year.
Thank God.
And last night's was a mess.
So I was really sad because I really wanted to watch it, and I realized what I had done, and which is that I went out and didn't make it home till 12:30 until like it was over, and I'm really sad I missed it. But I heard about it, so. Oh no! Oh no. Okay, go ahead.
I also did not watch it, but that's just because I'm lazy because I got home in time. It was a mess. I was really hoping that, I don't know if I've mentioned it on this podcast before, but my favorite Wikipedia article of all time. My favorite article on the internet is the one about the Philadelphia Flyers Ottawa Senators brawl of March 2004, the record for most penalty minutes in a game, and most penalty minutes in a period. And it ended, the article is so fun because there was, like, the last face-off, there wasn't a fight immediately off the face-off, and the crowd booed because there wasn't a fight, but then 30 seconds later, Jason Spezza and Patrick Sharp fought each other. So that's how recent the battle, or the brawl, the Flyer-Senators brawl was, but that doesn't mean we don't need another one. There was, like, a goalie fight in that game, and that's why there's a new rule now. If you get an instigator penalty in the last 5 minutes of a game, you get an automatic 1-game suspension and the head coach gets fined $10,000. So, like, I understand why it wouldn't have happened again, but I wanted it to happen so badly. Because here's what happened in the Battle of Alberta last night. The Oilers were up 6-3.
Was it 6-3 at that point? Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it was 6-3.
Because I actually listened to it. Like, I was in the car and I was listening. So yeah. I turned it on right when the brawl started. And obviously I get score notifications for the Calgary Flames because I do. So I saw they went up, like, the Oilers went up 2-0 in the first minute 5 of the whole game.
God.
And then it went up to, like, I think the Flames got one back, and then it was 3-1, yeah. And then it was 4-1, and then the next thing I knew, it was 6-3, and I had just turned the radio on, and, it started, and, like, Riddick was in the fight, and then, the whole scrap started, and then Matthew Tkachuk and Ethan Bear went at it, and then I guess Mike Smith skated to the center ice because he can't cross center ice. And so finally Riddick got up and they started to fight. And
wasn't in there. Cam Talbot.
Oh, it was Cam Talbot. That's right. Riddick got pulled. So then it was Cam Talbot that was in the fight.
So Riddick started the games?
What? Riddick started the game. He got pulled after he got pulled after 4, so it must have been 6-4. Maybe. I don't know. He got pulled at some point. And then Cam Talbot came in. And then they fought. And then there were 24 seconds left of the period. They just ended it. They just sent everybody to the room. They're like, we'll tack it on to the third. We're done. Like, we're not playing 24 seconds. Like, we're going to get 37 fights. So, just we're done.
Yeah. If you look at the box score, the penalty minutes for the second period, which we will put a picture up on our Twitter later. At 19:36 of the second period, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There were 11 penalties assessed. There were 2 game misconducts. My God, there ended up being
Was that the 5. Goalies?
Yeah, that was the goalies.
Okay, so both goalies got ejected from the game, which is a big deal because, like we said, Riddick had already been pulled. And so Mikko Koskinen and David Riddick had to start the next period.
Yeah. So, but at that point, if there was another, because we've had this happen, like there was a Panthers game, I think, where like Roberto Luongo was quote unquote sick and so they put in the backup, and then the backup got hurt, and then Lou had to go back into the crease or whatever. But if both of the goalies last night had gotten hurt, or if they'd gotten into a fight and they'd gotten kicked out, there was only one emergency backup goalie in the building, because there's only ever one. And I don't know what would have happened at that point, except I think a goalie coach would have had to suit up, and I really wanted
Panthers guy. Was it the goalie coach, or was he an equipment manager?
It may have been an equipment manager. It was somebody who like had goalie experience.
Yeah. Well, I think. You know what? The equipment manager one might have been a Kane. Remember when the Hurricanes had?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think that was an equipment manager. But still, yeah, there was only one e-bug for both teams, and like they're like, yeah, he's like standing by between both locker rooms just in case.
Just in case.
Like, that's so funny. So.
Yeah. So there ended up being, I think I see 5 game misconducts. There were 3 in the third.
Oh yeah. They're so stupid. Less
2 minutes of the third. There were 92 penalty minutes I saw overall, which is a lot, but is also nowhere near the record of, like, 430 or whatever it is.
Oh my God. Anyways, so basically the Battle of Alberta was popping. And I regret Samantha and I not dropping everything that we had to do in our lives and spending, thousands of dollars to fly to Calgary to go see this game. I had suggested that earlier in the week, despite forgetting that I had plans yesterday. I was like,
the last Battle of Alberta game is on the last day of the season. It is one of the last 4 games played of the whole season. And if nothing else, because of how the schedule is set up this year, mm-hmm. Calgary and Edmonton are probably going to be playing for playoff positioning, if not for somebody actually getting into the playoffs. And it's the 5th game between these 2 teams this season, and the last game was an actual battle.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine what that game is going to look like.
So are you saying that we should go to wherever it is and go to the game?
Well, I mean, we'll already be together.
I'm gonna see how much money it's gonna cost.
Okay.
I am. I'm gonna look it up. So
worst comes to worst, we can watch it together, but
no, that's dumb. We should just go. I'm not kidding.
I know. But, okay, so the goalie fight was the first goalie fight in the league since 2013 between fucking Holtby and Emery. And it was also the first goalie fight in the Battle of Alberta ever.
Which is wild. I cannot believe, but apparently...
This is, like, the first year that the Battle of Alberta has really, like, been national. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
League-wide, at least. Like, I'm sure it's national in Canada, but, like, this is the first year that, like, I've actually paid attention to it, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's been going down. Matty Tkachuk is firmly in the league, and he's like, you know what?
Oh, let me voice my controversial take about Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah.
Matthew Tkachuk is the best thing that's happened to hockey in 10 years. He's a heel. he's a heel, but he's not, like, extremely evil. Like, I mean, he is, but he's not, for me, at least. He's evil, and he has the entire Oilers franchise hates him.
Yeah.
The Kings franchise hates him, and they're both in his division, and so he's made those games must-watches.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? Like, I want to watch the Flames versus the Kings. I want to watch the Flames versus the Oilers. Who, like, I cannot believe that game was not national. Even in America. Like, why are you not, why are you not putting this in our face? Like, that's, like, here's the thing. Every time I talk about hockey,
yeah,
any normie around me that isn't into it, they're just like, well, I just like the fights. If you play the Battle of Alberta on TV, I know it's late. I know it's late. But if you play that kind of stuff on TV and you let people see it, like, then you expose them to Connor McDavid. And the way he plays hockey is awesome. It's incredible. It's fun to watch. So, like, maybe they get interested in it and then they keep exploring. Like, why would you not? Like, I get it. They're two Canadian teams. That's why they don't put it on American television. But that's stupid. So anyways, Matt Tkachuk, perfect angel. Love him. 100%.
That was the first game this series that the Flames did not win.
Yes. They got trounced, by the way. It was like 8-3.
It was 8-3. Yeah, it ended up being 8-3.
Oof.
Also, the first Battle of Alberta this year was on December 7th. The last Battle of Alberta was this week.
Yeah. I know.
God. The schedule is really, like, messed up, but the guy who did the scheduling for the Battle of Alberta knows what he's doing. Anyway, that happened.
Incredible. The incredible edible egg.
What?
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 What? Ooh.
Why are you talking about eggs?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
You know.
Damn. All right, you want to keep. We have other stuff to talk about.
I know we're talking about stuff. I'm just like, how much would it cost to fly to Calgary? And it's way too much.
No shit, dude.
I know, but it was way too much. Anyways, all right, moving on.
Oh my god. We should probably talk about Alexander Ovechkin. I don't want to, but because the only thing that's happening is that's every time he scores, the NHL has to talk about it for like 2 or 3 hours. They're playing today. The Capitals and the Penguins are playing today. It is the 50th regular season matchup between Sid and Ovi. And that's why we have to finish.
Okay. Yes, let's talk about it. All right. I got distracted. I forgot that I needed to put the date in for when I might fly to Calgary.
Oh, my God.
It made it cheaper.
Alexander Ovechkin has 695 goals.
Uh-huh.
And so he's... I don't know who he passed. I just know
he passed Mario Lemieux and Steve Yzerman, I think.
Yeah, he definitely passed Yzerman. How many does Wayne Gretzky have? How many does he have?
Hey, I haven't pulled up, so I can tell you.
894. Oh, 894?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, 4 more years? 5 more years?
He can do it. If he keeps scoring like this and he doesn't get injured, because he never does, he'll be fine. He can do it.
He's on pace for 51 goals this season.
Yep.
He's about to hit the 700 club, which is very... exclusive club. That's the word I was looking for there. He's gonna do it.
Yes.
Oh my god. We're bad at this tonight. All right, let's see. What else we got?
I'm distracted.
Do you want to... Okay, so there's a lot of star stuff that we have to talk about.
Oh, my God.
There's a little bit of league-wide drama that all happened last night.
We talked about it last week and how, the Stars got destroyed by the Wild. I did not realize that was their last game before their bye week. Whenever we talked about that, I did not realize that was their last game before their bye week. So now that makes sense. Actually, I just wanted to check on this for you. He passed Yzerman and Messier.
Messier, okay.
Yeah, and the next is Mike Gertner at 7:08. So.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
What?
I said I don't know who that is.
Also, I would say the further he goes up the list, he will be the one that does it with one team. The rest of them are all multi-team guys. So that I feel like is impressive. That is
the most impressive for sure. Really
impressive. So, all right. Well, at least we know. Now we know. Okay.
The Stars. Let's do some Stars drama.
Oh my god. So they got destroyed on the bye week, which I did not realize. They were like, gotta go to the Bahamas and Florida or whatever. But they played, was this the Lightning game, their first game back?
I think so.
Okay, so they play the Lightning, and the Lightning have done what the Lightning do, which is they decided that they were going to stop playing like shit, and that they were like, you know what, actually, I think we're just going to win now. And then they turned on an 11-game win streak. I hate them. And so Vasilevsky had a win streak of, I think he had 10 in a row or something like that. And this was his record game. He was going for a record or something. And Jamie Benn said no. He's fuck that.
Fuck you.
I'm going to win this game by myself. So he had some really great, he had two goals in the win. And he had this incredible breakaway that he just destroyed Vasilevsky on. And then he had another steal and a breakaway in OT to win the game. And it was funny when we opened up the notes for this episode, we were both like, I didn't even remember that. So
I did not remember it.
I'm glad I wrote it down because Jamie Benn, he really put the Stars on his back in that game.
But also, is this not the first... I feel like this was the first time that Ben Bishop won against the Lightning.
Yes, it was. It was the first time Ben Bishop had won, I think, as a Star,
I don't think he won as a King, let's be honest.
Yeah, that's right. The Kings are bad. But, so that happened, and it was fabulous. I think the Stars had their casino night, but I didn't see anything. They didn't give us any content at all. Whoever manages their content, buddy, you have a lot of content, please.
They didn't. I think I saw there was one tweet with pictures, and that was not even, that was just pictures of the introductions. So it was just four guys being introduced, not even at the thing. I did see Katie posted pictures of her and Jamie.
Which is great, but come on. Thank you. That's not the official.
It wasn't at all that year that I think it was 15-16 where Jamie Benn got just drunk enough and was going around and giving people drinks and was grinning the whole time. And
he pranked Patrick Sharp, the mic or something, and he was interviewing everybody.
Yeah. And Jamie Benn pranked Patrick Sharp by sending him a drink and telling him a pretty girl that gave it to him.
Yeah. Yes. So, you know, like, I don't know why they're not doing stuff like that, but whatever. I guess that's their prerogative. Also,
because they're like, too busy. Because they're too busy manufacturing fucking drama.
Oh my god, that's all they do. Like, okay, so here's the latest Starz drama, which is that Tyler Sagan doesn't have an A on the road anymore. I guess. I didn't realize they were in Jersey last night. I didn't know where they were.
They were, yeah.
But on the road, they're giving Tyler's A to Blake Como. Because I don't know. Because he's a good leader, I guess. Like, they love Blake Como, but, like, why? And why are you alienating? Like, I get it, because they don't think that, they don't think Tyler and Jamie are doing well enough. And so,
that's not, you don't have to, what the fuck, isn't the captain of the Florida Panthers, like, the fourth line center or something? Like, you don't.
No, it's, Sasha Barkov.
Oh, right, it was, for, like, a season or two, it was their fourth line center. Derek, like, Lindsay. Yeah, I don't understand, and it doesn't have anything, it's just so, why are you, and then also the fact that they're now, like, quote unquote, expanding the leadership group. They didn't say anything about it to anybody or the media. They just sent Tyler out there without an A.
Yep. And so, I know that I'm a Tyler wife, and that's why I'm very defensive about this, especially considering his, like, past and, like, being publicly shamed like that. Like, that feels like public shaming to me. You know what I mean? Like, it's saying, it is. Saying he's not good enough, and he is absolutely good enough.
He and is!
Horseshit that you're gonna say that he's not, you know, that he's not good enough to lead that team, because he is, and who the fuck is Blake Como? You know what I mean? And
there's no, you don't need to expand the leadership group fucking
publicly
2 months out, publicly 2 months out from the end of the season.
Yeah.
In a season that you're doing pretty well on at this point. And like,
yeah, but the thing is their underlying numbers since bonuses took over are bad. Like, he's completely throttled what was going on, and it's bad. Like, they're winning games despite it when they win.
Yeah, maybe that's a, yeah, but that's not an indictment on the fucking leadership group, because you can point to exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And it is.
And it's not like there aren't coaches out there they could hire. They're being stubborn. This is a Jim Nill thing, because he's loyal to a fault, and it's unnecessary. This is why they wasted Jamie Benn's prime, because Jim Nill couldn't bite the fucking bullet and get them a fucking goalie, because he was relying on Lettinen and Niemi, and he loved them, and he was loyal to them to a fault, and that's why they fucked off and wasted Jamie Benn's best years. That's what it is, and it's Jim Nill again. He's just like, well, this is what we're gonna do. We've shook it up too much. Can't do anymore. Like, buddy, you gotta do something. Like, you have solutions. You are doing this to yourself. And it's like the same thing when they went out and they signed guys like Blake Como and Martin Hansel, old fucking guys, instead of giving your kids the chance to shine.
Because the coaches also aren't giving the kids the chance to shine. The only coach that was fucking.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Like, Monty was doing it, and now.
And now Bonus is benching Denis Gurianov every chance he gets, even when Denis Gurianov is the only one that's fucking scoring.
It's the only one scoring.
And it's. I think Hintz is out still, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's frustrating, and I truly hate it. Yeah, but, like,
Miro keeps getting, it's so, and I have seen so many people, like, I know, because they didn't announce anything, and so it was just Tyler out there without an A, and last night, so many people were like, you know what, I'm done, I can't do it anymore, why are they doing this? And it's, like, it's not, oh my god, and then I saw a tweet that was, like, the Dallas Stars aren't that dramatic on the ice, and they make up for it off the ice. And it's like, that's not what you want. That's not what you want.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? why does Jim Neal's job? Because it's not working.
Yeah.
It's not working.
I just don't know. It's very frustrating.
It's very frustrating.
So.
God, the West is bad.
I know. All right. What else do we have to talk about? Oh, we have more drama.
We do have more drama. Also last night, Saturday night, because Gray Kapanen was scratched, was healthy scratched, and there was this big deal about it. They were like, oh, is he getting traded? Oh, what's going on? Why is he healthy scratched? And then he's in the press box. And so, Keith said it was for like an internal something. I don't know, but
like basically accountability or something like that.
Yeah. So basically he got scratched for skipping team breakfast. So.
So you can expect them to say, well, I just don't think that Kasperi Kapanen really, jives with Toronto Maple Leafs hockey, and then they're going to trade him to the Dallas Stars. Is Pete Chiarelli like a consultant for the Toronto Maple Leafs currently? Just wondering.
No, the benching is it's a coaching decision. So
okay, I guess.
Yeah. So anyway, that was. Everyone is like, oh no, so everyone thought he was going to be traded, and then he's supposed to speak to the media tomorrow. So likely he hasn't been traded, but maybe, and like Julie said, he'll be traded, he'll be speaking to the media on his way out of town.
Oh yeah, so let me tell you, like, I made that joke while we were talking about the notes for this episode, and I knew it would never fit organically back in, but it was very funny when I said it. It's fine, whatever. And all our best bits are, like, off air. Anyways, so that's the Cappy drama. I don't know about this Backes thing, though. Please tell me about it.
David Backes of the Boston Bruins
is bad, and they never should have signed him.
And he got waived and sent down to the minors. They were like, we're sending him down to the minors, but we also don't want him to play. And he doesn't want to play in the minors. So instead of sitting him on the bench in Boston, we are going to sit him on the bench on paper in Providence. I think he's still in Boston. And he's going to practice on his own so that he does not get hurt in a game. And they're going to try to trade him before the trade deadline. Ah! They're still paying him. He has not been suspended without pay. But both teams have agreed that he... Because I think he gets paid less in the minors.
Yeah.
Both teams have agreed, like the Providence Bruins and the Boston Bruins, have both agreed to not play him. So he's just practicing on his own so they can trade him.
Wow. That's fucking ridiculous. Like, who takes that deal?
That's what's going on in Boston. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't even... I can't. Whatever. I hate David Backes. I'm not talking about him on our podcast anymore.
Okay, that's fair. Marcus Pedersen of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yes. He resigned.
For 4 years?
I think so.
We're so bad at this.
Yeah, we are.
I don't even have Cap Friendly open.
Yeah, these things do happen. Oh, sorry.
But he signed. We're very excited. I think it's a really good deal. It's like four.
It is a good deal, but I saw Micah McCurdy saying that like he's like average and it's a little bit of an overpay, but I'm fine with it, especially because I'm sure that we're losing Schultz.
Yeah, although,
Schultz has been hurt a lot, so Maybe that brings the price down.
It's 4.025 for the next 5 years, starting next year. It means we buy a couple of years of his UFA deal, because I think he went through arbitration this summer.
Oh yeah, he did.
And he was going to be an RFA again, and so instead of worrying about that, we bought a couple of years of his UFA. He has a modified no trade in his last 2 years of his contract, and he's average, right? I don't know if I would call it an overpay, because like he's steady. He's good, and he's like 23, so at least we're not paying a 28-year-old for 5 more years. An average 28-year-old for 5 more years. We're paying an average 23-year-old for 5 more years. And like I think maybe I'm just, because I am a Pittsburgh Penguins diehard, I think the defense coach, I think Sergei Gonchar is a wizard, and he'll probably get better. Like, it's not a bad thing. Yeah. Anyway, he's a baby, so I allow it. I think it's good.
Okay. I think that's fine. I'm fine with it. It doesn't bother me at all.
And you're cheap.
Yeah, I'm super cheap. I'm down. Like, down to clown. Well, yeah, but if he's average and we're overpaying, no thanks.
What?
I said if he's average and we're overpaying, no thanks.
I think it's fine.
I'm not worried about it.
It's a good deal. He's a baby. He'll get better.
If he's young, then it's fine.
It's
not paying Erik Karlsson $11 million a year to be garbage.
It's not Jack Johnson.
Oof. And the worst part is he's been better this year. I don't have as much to bitch about with regards. Oh my God, Jack Johnson. It was Jack Johnson and Sid, and they sandwiched Travis Konechny during that Flyers game last week. I love that. Him. Thank you.
You know what else happened in that Flyers game? After that Flyers game, we got 2 points, and now we're at 69.
Nice. Also, I think while we were recording this episode during that game, they were losing, and they came back and won. So.
Oh, I think that was a different game, but yeah.
Are you sure? I don't remember.
Yeah, because the Flyers game was on Friday.
What game were we watching last week?
It wasn't last week, it was the week before.
Oh, I don't know where I am then. Never.
I think it was like Boston or something.
Maybe it was Boston. They were playing Boston. You're right. I've lost all track. Anyway,
okay, so just a real quick standings watch. I still have to do stats, but just a real quick standings watch, because I was looking at it last night. I went to the New York Rangers at the Detroit Red Wings last night.
Yep.
Henrik Lundqvist, I saw Henrik Lundqvist start for the first time. I don't know if I would say he did a great job, because I saw like 4 or 5 prime chances that he didn't have to do anything to stop, because the curse that the Detroit Red Wings are under stopped it for them. Mm. Like, it skittered along the line. It hit the post. People like whiffed on it. It was so, there were like 5 prime chances and nothing happened. They scored 0 goals. Henrik Lundqvist got his first shutout in 2 years, and the Red Wings and the Rangers won 1-0. The Detroit Red Wings have played 53 games. They have 28 points. They have not hit 30 points yet. Wow. And they are 15 points down from the next team on the list.
Wow, they're bad.
The Kings have 43 points, and the Red Wings only have 28. They are bad. However, I really do feel like they are actually cursed. Like, I have not seen so many, like, grade A chances. Like, they were really good chances. Yeah.
So are they doing it on purpose?
Oh, I don't even know what happened. I don't think they're doing it on purpose. I think Yzerman is doing it on purpose, and he has put a witch's curse on the Red Wings.
Steve Yzerman is a witch confirmed?
Steve Yzerman, I think that's part of the Yzer plan, is that...
Yeah, Alexi Lafreniere, who keeps getting himself suspended.
He has cursed... Well, the Red Wings de facto captain right now is hothead Dylan Larkin.
Oh, they're going to be like the Smash Brothers.
So we will see in April at the draft lottery whether or not this curse has worked out for
Steve,
or if it is like that year that the Colorado Avalanche were notoriously bad.
Was that the Heischer year?
Had to pick fourth. Yeah, I think so.
Oof. Well.
That tweet from them was so funny. They completely lost the draft lottery.
Good. Yeah, but they didn't, though, because isn't that the year they got Makar? He's good.
Right. Yeah, probably.
It's like your consensus, like, best dude, I think.
Quinn Hughes now? Quinn Hughes is the rookie lead in scoring. Dominic Kubalik was the rookie of the Blackhawks, was the rookie of the month last in January. I'm really sad about Victor Olofsson, who probably would be making a name for himself for the Calder right now, but he is injured and he's out. Yeah, I think he's out for like 6 weeks or something.
Oh my God. Speaking of people being hurt and out, Tomas Hertl is out for the entire season.
I know. Oh my God. That's so fucking sad. Dude. Yeah, and he got all of that like national attention.
Yeah. And then he got hurt in the very next game and he's out for the rest of the year.
Oh, it's like an ACL and an MCL. Yeah. Like it's a fucking bad injury.
Yeah. I forgot to write down. Oh, glad we remembered. We were talking about injuries. It's sad and I don't like it. There was something else I was going to say, and I don't remember what it was.
Okay, I just opened my time hop, and yesterday was the anniversary of the Jared McCann, Nick Bjugstad trade. And I was looking at my time hop yesterday, and like there was a point where you and I and Sarah, friend of the pod, Sarah, had all tweeted the exact same thing about the trade. And we were like, a second and 2/4. We're like, this trade seems lopsided. Like, we were really mad about the trade, mm-hmm. like super mad about the trade. And that was and they got traded and they came in the same day. And that was they had to get ready in the locker room and they came out during the anthem and all of that. And we were like, why is this happening? Why is this happening? And so that was a year ago yesterday. And then a year ago today, I tweeted, I love my new kids so much.
It's true.
I don't know when I started. So then probably like a couple of, like I think a month after this, I said, I've only had Jared McCann for a month. But if anything happened to him, I would kill everyone in this room and then myself. And that's still how I feel about Jared McCann.
It's true.
I wanted to share how great that they were immediately. And I hope Bjugstad is coming back soon.
Me too. Do you want to go ahead and hit us with the stats?
Sure. All right. Okay. Sorry. And I had other stats I didn't have open. Okay, so here's some like a fun little. So the Brandon Sutter had a point. Oh my God, Esther. Brandon Sutter had like a point in a Canucks game the other day, and with that point, the Sutter family. Esther, stop. Surpassed the Hull family and leads the NHL family scoring race. They have 3,216 points, and the Hull family has 3,215 points. In third place is the Stastny family with 2,900, and in fourth place is the Gretzky family with 2,861. And how many did we say that Wayne Gretzky had?
2,857.
Which is my favorite part of that whole thing. Okay. Sidney Crosby scored his 16th career overtime goal. The only two people in NHL history with more are Ovechkin with 23 and Jagr with 19. So Sidney Crosby is good at hockey. Patty Marleau this week hit top 25 in goals all time, top 50 in points all time. He scored his 1,100th point in a Sharks sweater. He is just the fourth player in NHL history with 10 goals in 22 straight seasons, joining Hal Messier and Del Vecchio. And I saw in a response to that tweet, Christina Marlowe said, "Bye week does a body good."
Oh, Tina.
Oh, love Tina. Let's see. There was one hat trick this week. Alex Iafallo of the Kings.
Wow.
In a 3-2 Kings win over the Arizona Coyotes. Overtime. There were three first career goals. Rasmus Sandin of the Maple Leafs. Jared Tenorti of the National Predators. Jared Tenorti,
who was traded from the Montreal Canadiens to the Arizona Coyotes for John Scott. That's who that is. You remember he got immediately suspended for PEDs, so he couldn't even score when he was on PEDs.
Jared Tenorti was also used to be a Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguin.
I hate him.
And then last night, Joel Kiviranta of the Dallas Stars scored his first NHL goal.
That's because he's our baby. We must protect him. He's our precious lamb.
There were four shutouts, and they were all yesterday. Marc-Andre Fleury, who is continuing to be great. Carey Price, who's pretty good. Curtis McElhinney got his first shutout in 2 years, I think.
Where's he at now?
The Bolts, the Lightning.
Gross. I forgot. And then, of Louis course, Ming.
Yeah. And then, of course, King Hank got his first shut out in 2 years, and I got to see it, and I honestly don't think that he was that great. I really do think it was literally the curse.
I also went to a hockey game last night.
You did!
And it was way different than anything I've experienced in the past. So last night, my dad and I, it was my dad's first hockey game, by the way.
Nice.
So we went down to see the Wheeling Nailers, which is an ECHL team, and they played the Orlando Solar Bears, who have a great logo, by the way, because it's a polar bear with a hockey stick behind his back and sunglasses on. It's really cool. But, so I don't know what I was expecting. Like, I really wanted to see Emil Lamy, but he's apparently up with the WBS Penguins. So yeah. I saw Alex DeOrio, which I remember that name from like camp. I saw first best name in hockey, Reynars Krastenbergs. Also, he scored a goal. Exciting.
Nice.
It was great because it was 2-1 at one point, and I was like, this is going to go really well. And then they ended up losing like 5-2. So Oops. You know, it's fine. It was a back-to-back, and, like, they had played the Solar Bears the night before and won.
Yeah, ours was a back-to-back, too.
Yeah.
A back-to-back home-and-home, yeah.
Yeah, so they, well, it wasn't even a home-and-home. Like, they literally played in Wheeling the night before.
Oh,
like,
they play
two games. I don't know. ECHL's weird. It's also bad. Like, the hockey is not good at all. It's sloppy. It's messy. Yeah. You have, like, old guys and kids basically playing for you. Like, it's not, it was not great hockey. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? But it was fun to watch. I enjoyed watching it. It was cool. But the atmosphere was batshit. So, like, we sat just, like, six seats over from, like, the opponent's bench. So, like, they, like, I couldn't even see the other half of the ice because, like, there were heads in the way. So I was like, I know where to sit now. I know what section to sit in. And it's not that one. But the other thing is, so when we walked in the door, they gave us a cowbell. So exciting.
Nice.
So I have a cool Wheeling Nailers cowbell now. And I think I shook it all night long because it was just loud and fun. And there were drunk guys behind us that, like, kept screaming at the, like, at the Solar Bears players. Like, there was this guy, there was a Solar Bear player who had, like, long hair. And they're like, hey! Hey! And they said somebody's flow was better than his. And, like, they, the best part was, one of the Orlando Solar Bears was Blake Kessel. Not expecting that. So, I was like, I saw the least Kessel play hockey last night. And I'm pretty sure those guys called him Bald Spot at once. And then they were like, hey, Kessel! Hey, Kessel, you better open up a 401k! Oh, they were screaming at him. And then the, arguably the best part of last night was the little kid in front of me.
Yeah.
The little kid in front of me was a demon, and he was, like, possessed by an energy I wish I had. He had a vuvuzela. Both him and his brother had a vuvuzela, which you can purchase in their store. I almost bought one.
Oh, God.
So he had a vuvuzela, and he tooted on that thing all night long. Lucky for me, I love vuvuzelas and I think they're funny, so it didn't bother me. But, like, he was like, burr, burr, like, constantly, like, he never ran out of breath. And then the drunk dudes, like, beside them, the way the boards were, like, in the seat, like, it was loose, and so those guys were drunk and they kicked it and it made a really loud bang.
Oh, no.
And there's an impressionable young child next to them.
Oh, no.
That kid kicked the boards all night long. He kicked the boards. He slammed his hands on the glass. He tooted on his vuvuzela. At one point, he was, like, doing two blasts on his horn, and then he would kick the boards twice to make, like, a thing. And the guys next to him would, like, shake their, would shake their, like, cowbells in time with what he was doing. So it was loud and it was wild. And, like, my dad had a blast. He was like, this is so fun. I can't wait. I was like, I want to bring Kathy, like, my stepmom. He's like, I want to bring her down. Like, he was like, he's like, I think she'll be lost if she's in the middle of this, but I, it was so fun. And he's like, I just get a kick at, he had such a kick, get, got such a kick out of watching that kid. Like, he just thought he was the best thing ever. Also, that kid had a giant black eye. Like, he had a shiner. Like, it was like somebody punched him in the face, and I was like, I understand. But yeah, no, he, it didn't slow him down none. He was wild now last night. And so we went to this brewery because my dad knew a guy that, like, had a brewery down there, and he was, he's like, oh, well, my daughter's taking me to, you know, the Nailers, and he's like, oh, I'll be there. And he was actually sitting right above us. Like, he was in, like, the section above. And so we saw him again, and he was like, hey, and he came down to talk to us, and he's like, you know this, he's like, usually it's a little quieter than this. He's like, you guys picked a good night to come. So I was happy we went. It was a lot of fun. Oh, A-plus would go again. Like, I'm not going for the hockey, though, because it was fucking bad. It was fucking bad. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, Dad, if you enjoyed the environment, we can come back. But if you want to go to a big club game, like, you need to see Sidney Crosby play hockey. Like, oh, God. It was like, and the thing was, is like, every time somebody talks about going to see the Nailers, they're like, there's always a fight. Well, there wasn't any fights. There were some big, heavy hits. But, like,
yeah,
I've seen heavier and bigger hits in the NHL. So it's not like, you know.
I've only been to one, like, lower league game like that, like the SPHL game, yeah. And there was definitely a fight.
Yeah. I'll tell you what they did do, though, which I loved.
What?
They bring out a, like, right before they, like, they come on the ice, they brought out a, like, an inflatable castle with, like, the mask and the nails through it. And then there were these two carts. And we're like, what the fuck is that? And then they were, like, portable, like, flame things. And there were these flames. And they, like, skated out through the castle and flames. And I was like,
oh, yes!
So, basically, if the weather's good, you need to come on the 29th. So, we can go meet Max Talbot.
Oh, Talbot!
I know. I'm like, pretty much it needs to happen. It's so weird. The arena was so weird, Sam. Like, it's small. Like, it's small, and you have to, like, everybody enters through the same doors, like, whatever section you're in, if you're in the 300s or the 100s. And, yeah. Like, you, instead of, you know how in an arena, like, it's the circle, and you just go right in? This one, you go in and then up. Like, you go up the other way. It's super weird. It was super weird. And then, like, you go down through, like, we sat in 106, but you have to go through 206 and, like, go down. Like, it's fucking weird. And it's so small. And the rink feels small, but I think it's just because everything is, it's not that the ice is small, it's just that everything else is small.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun, and I want to go again. And it was $22 for two tickets. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that was my experience in the ECHL. Also, it was super easy to get to, so, like, you should go.
Okay, that's exciting.
Okay. All right, well, that was my adventure in the ECHL.
And I'm excited for you. It sounds like it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, yeah. Is there anything else we need to talk about?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Do you think so?
I saw Blake Kessel play hockey. I can't get over it. It was so funny.
You need to see the best Kessel play hockey.
No.
I've seen the best Kessel play hockey. Fuck you.
It's on my list. I told my dad that last night. I was like, honestly, the best, one of the best hockey games I've ever seen was that playoff game that we went to between the Pride and the Buttes.
Buttes, yeah.
That game was, it was fast. That's the fastest game I've ever seen. Like,
yeah, that's
because of Zoom.
They're better.
Yeah. It was incredible. Yeah. So I had a lot of fun. Oh, can I tell the podcast about my story? So here's the tea. I'm telling everyone this story because it's funny and it's on topic. So one of the schools that I sub for, they're taking their National Honor Society DECA, which is like a business like club, and NHL, and maybe Student Council. I'm not sure. They're taking these clubs to Nationwide Arena to do, like, a skate with the Blue Jacket, like, not with the Blue Jackets, but on the ice, and, like, a tour of the facility, and then they're going to the game that night, which I believe is against the Lightning, and I walked into the student council advisor, and I was like, I can't believe you're doing this again without me, because I'm gonna sub for her that day. She's like, do you wanna go? She's like, we can fix it, and I was like, no, I already committed a sub for you. I was like, but if you get, I was like, but I heard you hadn't bought tickets, so get me a ticket to the game. I was like, I'll give you the money. And she's like, no, she's like, I think student council can treat you to a hockey game. And then she asked her students, do you think student council should treat her to a hockey game? And they're like, yeah, she loves hockey. So I'm going to meet these kids at Nationwide Arena, and I'm going to go to that game with all these kids because I can, and I deserve this, is what I'm saying. I was like, because I kept going, I can't believe you're doing this to me again. Because, like, seriously, like, really? You're going to go without me again?
Yeah.
What? And so it was funny because the teacher was like, she's like, good, you can sit next to me and explain it. And I was like, I absolutely can do that. It was like, you know, I do a podcast, right? Aww. She's like, what? And I was like, yeah, I do. I was like, I do every week. I talk about hockey for like a week. She's like, oh, you host it. And I was like, yeah, that's what I just said. Like, yeah. She's like, oh, you're way too into it. So that's my story about how I bullied the student council into getting me a hockey ticket. So
That's exciting.
I know. So that's like, I think that's the 10th. And then I'm going to go see the Leafs at the Penguins on the 18th.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I'm jealous about that one.
No. You are, like, I hope the weather is fine. You have to come here. And hopefully I can get off that day so, like, we can go to Wheeling because it was freaking fun. Like, it was
really. I heard.
And I want to go. I want to experience it with you because I know you'll love it. And you can see what I mean about how the hockey's bad. Okay. I'm done now.
Okay. Oh, I didn't even make the computer open. Oh, my God. Ezra, you're in the way.
Are you going to do the best name now or are you just going to piddle around?
I'm going to do the best name in hockey. There's a cat on me. Calm down. Okay.
I've never been calm once in my life.
I know. Okay, the best name in hockey this week is Giovanni Fiore.
Ooh. He sounds like a vampire from fucking Twilight.
He's a Canadian. His name is Giovanni Fiore, and yet he was born in fucking, Quebec. He was born in Laval, Canada, Quebec City. He's from Quebec.
I just want to do this with my fingers. Like, you know, the like, Italian gesture? It's a
really
gesture.
Italian name. Yeah, it's a really Italian name. But he's from Quebec. He is 23-year-old left wing, right wing. He's on a tryout contract with the Toronto Marlies. He has played for... He played one game for the Anaheim Ducks, and then he has played for the Gulls and the Roadrunners, and right now he's playing for the Marlies. And he was in the ECHL earlier this year, too, it looks like. He has one goal in four games for the Marlies, and that's it.
Giovanni Fiore.
It looks like he kind of tore up the Q a little bit. He had 224 points in 281 games and also 153 penalty minutes, which is always my favorite thing to know.
Holy shit.
He played 24 games in the ECHL this year. He has 29 points for 1.21 points per game average, which is pretty good. Yeah, he was undrafted by the NHL, it looks like, but he's been on a couple of tryout contracts. He's still kind of bouncing around a little bit. Oh my God, his team in the queue was the Cape Breton Screaming Eagles.
Cape Breton?
Screaming Eagles.
I love it.
That's incredible. Yeah, so Giovanni Pierre. He has a cousin and a father who were in the hockey, it looks like. His dad, Tony Fiore, was drafted by the Bruins. And then he played in Italy for a really long time.
Oh my God, I didn't know how you could get more Italian than Giovanni Fiore, but Tony Fiore is... There it is!
Fiore! He was also born in Quebec, but he was born in fucking Montreal. But he named his child, Giovanni Fiore, which is just like incredible, like the most, how much more Italian can you get? I don't know. And then he played in Milano for a long time. Anyway, so Giovanni Fiore is this week's best name in hockey.
I love it. I love it. I love him. So we did it, buddy. He said it's 12:15, so we're not recording during a Penguins game. Good job at us. So that's it for this week, because I don't have anything left to say. So you can find us on Twitter. Our handle is @StickToTape. It's the same on Instagram.
Our DMs are open. If you have any longer questions, comments, or concerns,
best or if you just want to tell us that you love us.
Suggestions, just want to let us know how great we are and become friends with us so then we can talk about you on the pod and then call you a friend of the pod. You can email us at StickToTapePod@gmail.com.
Yeah. That's it, right?
Rate, review, like, subscribe, tell all your friends.
Yeah. All that stuff. Yeah. You know, the usual spiel.
The huge.
Otherwise, you can just stick to tape.